Hello, you are welcome to my podcast, Wisdom Seeds. I am Pastor Steve Olafan. Stay blessed as you listen to this episode.
Wisdom Seeds. org/the wisdom principle that saves years of regret. YP many regrets begin with one sentence: I knew better, but I did it anyway. Deep down, people often recognize danger before disaster happens. The problem is not a lack of awareness. The problem is ignoring wisdom because desire feels stronger in the moment. One principle can save you years of pain: never trade long-term peace for short-term satisfaction. Moses understood this principle. Hebrews 11 verses 24 to 25 says he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. Notice the word fleeting. Sin promises satisfaction, but the pleasure fades quickly while consequences remain. A married man starts an affair because it feels exciting. Months later, his marriage collapses, his children suffer, and guilt follows him everywhere. A young woman lies repeatedly on job applications to appear more successful. Eventually, the lies catch up with her reputation. A student cheats on exams to gain quick results. Later, he enters real-life situations without the knowledge or discipline he should have developed. Temporary pleasure often creates permanent scars. Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "The prudent see danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." Wise people think ahead. Foolish people think only about now. Esau lost his birthright because he valued one meal more than his future inheritance. Samson lost his strength because he kept choosing desire over obedience. One-third Judas lost his soul over 30 pieces of silver. Nobody plans to destroy their life. People simply keep choosing what feels good over what is good. Wisdom asks hard questions before decisions happen. What will this choice produce 5 years from now? Will this decision strengthen my character or weaken it? Would I feel comfortable if this became public tomorrow? Those questions expose hidden foolishness. Many people only ask, "Can I get away with this?" That question already points in the wrong direction. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 23 says, "I have the right to do anything, but not everything is beneficial." Wisdom looks beyond permission and asks about consequences. Joseph showed this kind of wisdom when Potiphar's wife tempted him. He did not stand there negotiating with temptation. He ran. Sometimes wisdom looks dramatic. Sometimes wisdom means walking away quickly before emotions take control. A recovering addict deletes contacts connected to old habits. A person struggling with pornography stops hiding behind private screens late at night. A woman notices emotional attachment growing toward a coworker and creates distance before deeper compromise begins. Wise people respect human weakness instead of pretending they are invincible. Romans 13 verse 14 says, "Make no provision for the flesh. Do not feed what you are trying to defeat." Many regrets could have been avoided if people had listened to wisdom early rather than waiting for consequences to teach them later. 2 out of 3 pain can teach wisdom. But wisdom learned early prevents pain. Thank you for listening to the message. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel Wisdom Seeds Podcast March 3.